couple of minutes after 8 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed Show, a Wednesday edition. And as we do each and every Wednesday, we are delighted to have the award-winning president and CEO of Wealthwise Financial Services with us. Laureen Gilbert joins us this morning. Welcome, Laureen.
Good morning, Ed. Good to be here.
How are you today?
Wonderful.
Good. Thank you. It's an absolutely gorgeous day here in Laguna Beach. It's going to be one of those perfect mornings. And it's going to be a perfect day as far as hearing from the Fed Chair, Jerome Powell, today. Everybody's looking at their watches for 11 o'clock this morning. What are we expecting from the Fed Chair today?
You're right. It's an exciting day and well anticipated in the markets and the broader economy. People looking to Chairman Powell to say, where are we right now, and will the Fed continue to buy their Treasury mortgage-backed bonds, which they've been doing? And my expectation is that they're not going to let off. So even with the COVID numbers coming down, the economy starting to reopen, the Fed has made it clear that they want to bring that unemployment number down, right, and that they don't want to make any policy changes until the unemployment gets closer to a full employment number. Now, they are going to be talking today about how they're watching inflation and keeping an eye on that, because we know that we've had a spike in Treasury yields and we have seen the signs of inflation in the economy. And so with that, the Fed is in a precarious situation, Ed, because, stock market is running hot and we have to, the people would start to expect that Powell would ease up on his purchases. Right. However, I don't think that we're going to see that.
Okay, so you're not expecting the Fed to ease up on the government bond buying back plan that's kept cheap money cheap and the economy quickly rebounding. No change there.
I don't think so. Okay. I think that $120 billion a month is going to continue for a little longer. And the reason I say that is, once again, that they've made it clear that their emphasis right now is on the unemployment side, right, and that they're willing to let inflation run up higher. And by the way, our year-over-year inflation is only 1.7%. Okay. So we still have not achieved their target rate of 2%, and the Fed has made it clear that they're willing to allow inflation to go above that 2% for a while, let it run hot for a while, and get our unemployment numbers down.
A question about inflation, kind of to the side of that, is as we're seeing gas prices go up and oil prices rebounding, as they say, will the gas pump be the most in-your-face example of inflated prices as we open up more and get into the summer months?
Inflated prices on what was that again?
Well, will the gas pump be our most in-your-face example of inflation in the summer?
I think it is. It already is. But, that has to do with, supply and demand and what's going on with energy and oil. And it's not so much directly related to just overall inflation per se, but policy when it comes to our own energy situation. And so, but yes, I think it is. It's certainly one of those factors that people can see and feel every day is the gas pump price.
Okay. All right. On another matter, the White House is laying the groundwork for lifting the corporate tax rate above its current level of 21% to help pay for a really ambitious infrastructure package coming down the road. BlackRock's chief investment officer of global fixed income doesn't think that rolling back the tax cuts from a couple of years ago will be debilitating, though. He thinks that 21% is too low. Is 21% too low? And if so, what should it be?
Well, this is where you get into global tax policy, Ed, because if you look at when we reduced the corporate rate, it actually helped bring corporations back into America. And if we raise that rate, I think it will be debilitating to our global, to the U.S.'s part in the global economy. We were successful in bringing companies back into the States and bringing money from global companies that were based in the United States back into the United States. Raising it will shift that again for people to look overseas. So if you look around the world and you look at places like Ireland and other countries, there are many other countries that have a much lower corporate tax rate. Corporations are not stupid. They're smart, and they're going to go where the money is cheaper for them. So where I think this has been very helpful for the U.S. economy, I would caution the administration as far as raising corporate tax rates.
Okay, so you're on the side of keeping it around 21%.
I am. Okay. I think it's been good for the economy, good to bring money back into the United States from overseas.
Okay. You and I spoke last weekend about expectations being ramped up for 2021, well above what they had been 6 months ago. But over the weekend, Goldman Sachs, citing the larger than expected American Rescue Plan, which I want to get a little deeper into in just a minute, also bumped up its growth forecast for 2022. If that's accurate, what does that mean for investors? And also, what does it mean for lower income Americans?
Well, just like we say, don't fight the Fed, you can't fight fiscal stimulus. And the fiscal stimulus is additive into the economy and will be, by the way, additive to the stock market. So don't fight that. That's something that is there. Now, is it good for the long term? You know, we can debate that, right? Whether this is actually going to be helpful for the United States in the long term. But in the shorter term, it's going to be very positive. It's going to help increase our GDP numbers. By the way, you know, with a 6 to 8% GDP expectation this year, we have not seen numbers like that since 1984, since the Reagan tax cuts in 84. So this is substantial to our GDP. I do think it's going to carry forward into the next year, especially if there's a follow-up bill, which, of course, we know is now on the heels of this $1.9 trillion. They're already talking about the next piece of legislation. We knew this was the rescue was the first, and then the recovery was the next. And so expect more legislation, more fiscal stimulus, more money coming into the system.
Okay. And part of the $1.9 trillion relief package is allocating money to states. Should that make me more comfortable about municipal bonds?
Yeah, when you look at the money going, in fact, California got a huge chunk of that money coming into California.
$150 billion total.
$150 billion. Yeah. So if you look at that money coming into California and then other high tax states like New York, right. If you are holding municipal bonds, that should make you feel comfortable. If you are looking to get into municipal bonds, that should make you comfortable. And it's an area, given the fact that we're already starting to see the idea of increased tax rates, both for corporations as well as individuals, that will be part of this next package. In order to pay for infrastructure, they will have to raise tax rates. So for people concerned about that, the area of municipal bonds is a very good, interesting place to be. We like municipal bonds as far as when you're looking at the fixed income spectrum. And when you look, I was just talking about treasury yields spiking up. So people need to relook at their fixed income holdings. What are you holding in your fixed income? Make sure you are in areas that will weather the storm of a rising interest rate environment, which is negative towards bonds. That doesn't mean you need to get out of all of your bonds. It means it's time to be tactical in the types of fixed income that you hold. We have already prepared in our portfolios for our clients for a rising interest rate environment. And we also, like I said, like municipals for the idea of tax increase and this money coming to the states.
You're absolutely ahead of the game. Absolutely ahead of the game.
There you go. Always trying to think ahead.
Laureen, how do our listeners find you? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. WealthWiseFinancial.com or 949-748-1177.
As always, clarity and many thanks. She is the award-winning president and CEO of WealthWise Financial Services with the WealthWise Moment. Laureen Gilbert, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Ed. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
8:11 the time on the Mornings with Ed Show.